I'm Ian Sorensen, and this is the KOZE News Podcast. Idaho Governor Brad Little announced Friday he will veto measures passed by the state legislature that would curtail the governor's emergency powers. The bills were passed in response to Little's emergency declaration during the coronavirus pandemic. During a speech broadcast online, Little said the bills threaten your safety and our economy during future emergencies. The bills handcuffed the state's ability to take timely and necessary actions to help Idahoans during future emergencies. Little's office also put out a news release with statements from all four living former Idaho governors, C.L. Butch Otter, Jim Risch, Dirk Kempthorne, and Phil Batt, in which they supported the veto. In related news, Governor Little on Saturday signed legislation making it more difficult to get initiatives or referendums on ballots in what is widely seen as an attempt to stop a medical marijuana initiative and other left-leaning causes in the conservative state. The Republican governor signed into law the measure backers said is needed because the current process favors urban voters. Opponents said the measure would make it nearly impossible to get initiatives on ballots. Little, in his letter to lawmakers approving the bill, sided with those who worry urban voters have too much say in the initiative process. The legislation contained an emergency clause to immediately put the new law into effect with Little's signature. Lawsuits to overturn the new law are expected in state and federal courts. It wasn't immediately clear how the new law will affect the medical marijuana initiative. The backers of that initiative in February received the okay from the Idaho Secretary of State's office to collect signatures under the old rules to get the measure on the ballot in November of 2022. Those previous rules required signatures from 6% of registered voters in each of 18 legislative districts in 18 months. The new law requires 6% of registered voters in all 35 Idaho districts in the same amount of time. The overall number of signatures needed to get an initiative on the ballot remains the same, but they will need to be collected from a much wider area without as much focus on urban centers. Stay connected with breaking news and developing stories on the KOZE News Facebook page. Sponsored by Stauffer & Associates at 922 6th Street in Clarkston. Like or follow the KOZE News Facebook page today. Lewiston Republican State Representative Aaron Von Ellinger has denied an accusation of having unconsented sexual contact with a volunteer on the legislative staff in Boise. Following a preliminary investigation, the House Ethics Committee found there was sufficient probable cause to move forward with the complaint. It's expected to hold a public hearing regarding the allegations sometime during the week of April 26th. According to the Lewiston Tribune, Von Ellinger says he and the accuser engaged in consensual sex and that the woman was a willing participant. He also provided a copy of a polygraph examination he took, which supported his statements. The next step is a public hearing during which the accuser or her representative presents the complaint and any supporting evidence. Von Ellinger then can present evidence, cross-examine witnesses, and raise objections. If, at the conclusion of the hearing, the committee finds by clear and convincing evidence that a violation occurred, it will forward a recommendation to the full House. The recommendation could range from dismissal of the charges to a reprimand, censure, or expulsion. Students in Washington who have not already begun in-person learning and want to can do so starting today. Governor Jay Inslee signed an emergency proclamation in March requiring all public K-12 schools to provide an in-person learning option for all students by today's date of April 19th. The proclamation requires schools to offer an in-person instruction option that equates to at least 30% instructional time. School districts across the state have been phasing in students over the last several weeks, starting with the youngest students and those in special education. Data from the Washington Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction shows 54% of students in all grades are already receiving weekly in-person instruction as of the week of March 29th, the most recent data available. Data also shows 181 districts in the state are offering a partial in-person learning option for all students, another 77 districts are offering traditional in-person learning, and 25 are phasing in students. All school districts must follow physical distancing requirements in classes, masking, and enhanced cleaning and sanitizing protocols to help limit the spread of COVID-19. The KOZE News Podcast is updated Monday through Friday. Watch for news updates all day at KOZE.com and the KOZE Facebook page.